Chapter 14.
War is a vile thing, and it brings out the worst in beings. But it also brings out their best. Courage, sacrifice, resourcefulness, tenacity, comradeship, genius, even humor. Would that we could achieve that enlightened state without shedding blood first.
Mentor Pete Sybin, Jalshe Philosopher.
Landing platform.
Anakin strode back toward the door, working out how best to extract Rex and the troopers from the courtyard. He'd never get a gunship down in one piece, even if any were left. Depending on where the SEP forces were, he might be able to divert the droids, trap them, or just keep them busy until Kenobi arrived.
Master!
Ahsoka ran after him.
Master, Stinky's still in a bad way. Our mission's to get him back alive, remember?
So what are you saying? Anakin knew anyway. He walked on. That we leave our men to die?
Doesn't the mission come first?
Answer the question, Snips. This is a man you know. Whatever happened to covering one another's backs?
Whatever happened, Master? To command means being prepared to get troops killed.
Okay, I said that. But prepared doesn't mean leaving them before you've exhausted all the options.
If saving Rex means Stinky dies, doesn't that make the death of every trooper we lost a senseless waste?
What if the slug dies anyway? Anakin would have swapped every hut in the galaxy for one trooper. Ahsoka seemed to be rethinking the position.
Rex won't thank you for it.
Okay, Snips. Open your comlink and tell him.
What, me?
Yes. Comm Rex and say that you've made me change my mind because you've convinced me that neither he nor his men are important enough to save.
Master,
if you want to make a tough decision that costs men their lives, you'd better be prepared to look them in the eye and tell them why. He bet she wouldn't. He was worried that she would, though, just to prove she was grown up enough to be his Padawan. And then she'd quote it back at him.
Besides, he said, Rex can help us find a ship, get us out. Master, that's not very convincing.
Okay, I'm not leaving him while we still have a chance of getting the hut out and the troopers. He wouldn't abandon me. He wouldn't abandon you. That's what holds an army together. Break that unspoken promise, and we might as well surrender now. They were 50 meters into the corridor when R2 whistled a warning. Anakin heard a sound he dreaded. The steady hum of destroyer droids. Movement caught his eye, and he saw two of the things rolling down the corridor toward them, readying cannons. They opened fire, and the two Jedi were forced back.
Only one way to go, Anakin said, blocking laser bolts as he backed away. R2, get ready to bar the door!
They retreated to the landing platform. Just before R2-D2 rolled in to shut the door and lock it, Anakin saw a humanoid form striding in the wake of the destroyers. A shaven-headed woman. R2-D2 thrust his interface arm into the lock. The door sealed with a hiss.
It's Ventress, Anakin said. At least they're sending the management to kill us now.
The door vibrated for a moment. Two hotspots appeared in the metal plate. Anakin took a guess that Ventress had thrust her lightsabers into the door. He watched, and then realized she was cutting with both of them simultaneously, sawing a circle like a workshop laser cutter.
Time to retreat, he said. There's a lot of jungle to hide in.
Ahsoka looked over the edge.
There's a lot of things in the jungle, too. Carnivorous and poisonous things. Oh, and spider droids.
Anakin darted to the platform perimeter and looked down. The droids were clambering up the shroud of vines that draped the whole plateau. Several paused to fire into the platform. Anakin felt the shockwave under his boots.
Well, the choice is to have the platform shot out from under us, or stand here and wait for Ventress, or go over the side and meet the spider droids.
Ahsoka's gaze was darting everywhere as if she was sizing up distances and options.